In the beginning of each chapter, Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami writes some amazing verse glorifying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees. So in this chapter, Antya Lila chapter 9, Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami writes a very beautiful verse giving a lot of hope to everybody. Aganya danya chaitanya gananam prema vanyaya ninidanya jana svanta marusha svadanupatam. The innumerable glorious followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought constant flood to the desert-like hearts of the unfortunate with an inundation of ecstatic love. So svanta, the svanta, one's own place. Svanta, that's the Sanskrit for heart. Can mean other things, but usually translated as heart. So if it is like desert, maru. Desert, death-bringing desert, no problem. We have very many fortunate followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. It's cool. Fortunate devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bring a constant flood of ecstatic love. And this chapter is called The Deliverance of Gopinatha Pattanayaka. So there were five sons of Bhavananda Rai. So Bhavananda Rai is considered to be in Chaitanya Lila. Anybody remembers? Pandu. And his five sons are considered to be the five Pandavas. So one of them is super famous, Ramananda Rai. That is his vision there. That's Ramananda Rai's vision. So in the Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna came, Krishna taught whom? Arjuna. And in Chaitanya Lila, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got Arjuna to teach him in the form of Ramananda Rai. It was a very mysterious, one of the very mysterious, very interesting, very deep stories in Madhya Lila chapter 8. Ramananda Samvad. So Ramananda Rai is one of the sons of Bhavananda Rai. Gopinath Patanayak is another son of Ramananda Rai. And this is a rather unusual story. But before we speak about this story, let us read verse Antya Lila 977, which is actually a quote from Srimad Bhagavatam. And we have it on the board. It's a verse. Prabhupada says every devotee should build their life upon, based there. It should be the guidance for every devotee. You can see that this is a blessing by Lord Brahma. He says this is a very quick way to get to the spiritual world. A secret shortcut. A secret shortcut through all the worlds and dimensions to the spiritual world. If we follow this this verse. So let's chant. Tatenu kampam susamikshamano. Tatenu kampam susamikshamano. Bunjana evatma kritam vipakam. Bunjana evatma kritam vipakam. Ridvagva purbhir vidadan namaste. Ridvagva purbhir vidadan namaste. Jivetayo muktipade sadaya bhak. Jivetayo muktipade sadaya bhak. Okay, let's read word for word. Tat. Therefore. Te. Your. Anukampam. Compassion. Su samikshamana. Earnestly hoping for. Bhunjana. Enduring. Eva. Certainly. Atmakritam. Done by himself. Vipakam. Fruitive results. Hrit. With the heart. Vak. Words. Vapurvi. And body. Vidadat. Offering. Namaha. Obeisances. Te. Unto you. Jiveta. May live. Ya. Anyone who. Muktipade. In devotional service. Or to the position of liberation. Yeah, because this is from the Bhagavatam, this is from Shtayan Chaitamrita. Word for word. Saha. He. Dayabhag. A bona fide candidate. Okay. Translation. I don't know if it will match this one. No. Not exactly. I will read from Chaitanya Charitamrita. One who seeks your compassion and thus tolerates all kinds of adverse conditions due to the karma of his past deeds, who engages always in your devotional service with his mind, words, and body, and who always offers obeisances unto you, is certainly a bona fide candidate for becoming your unalloyed devotee or reaching your lotus feet. This is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 10:48. So this is spoken by Kashi Mishra to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kashi Mishra is preaching to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kashi Mishra is a reincarnation from Krishna Lila. In Krishna Lila, anybody knows who Kashi Mishra is? If you don't know, very difficult to guess. Are they going to room? He had a very very interesting role, a very funny lila in Krishna lila. I will give you a hint. He participated in Mathura lila. He took part in the very beginning of Mathura lila, and he made all the cowherd boys laugh. He was Kubja. The perfume maker of Kamsa, and she was hunchback, and Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says that in fact she was a partial incarnation of whom? Kupcha was a partial an expansion of whom? Another test for our Bhaktivedanta students. Hare Krishna. I don't think it's mentioned in Prabhupada's purports. So she was a partial incarnation of Bhumi Devi, of Earth planet, who is a very special Shakti. She's one of three most important Shaktis of Krishna. No other planet has this role. And why she was hunchback? Because she was oppressed by demons. So many demons were pressing down on earth that she was hunchback. She was crooked. She was bent. And Krishna just pulled, he stepped on her toes, which usually is considered rude. You know, somebody steps on your feet, it's rude, isn't it? And he pulled her up, and she became straight, super straight and beautiful. She was beautiful, apparently, before, but now she was also not a hunchback. So you can see that in Chaitanya Lila, she comes as Kashi Mishra, who, anybody read Chaitanya Charitamrita and remembers what was the service of Kashi Mishra to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He was arranging for residence for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and for all the devotees. So just like Bhumi arranges for residence for you, for me, for everybody, and for Krishna, same way Kashi Mishra, an incarnation of an expansion of Bhumi Devi in Chaitanya Lila, was arranging for residence for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and for everybody. When there were hundreds and thousands of devotees coming to Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would just say, Kashi Mishra, can you please take care? And then Kashi Mishra would go to Prataparudra, the king, and he would say, we need residential quarters for 1,000 devotees, plus or minus 2,000. We don't know for sure how many will come, mostly plus, probably not so much minus. And Prataparudra would say, of course, yes, Prabhu, yes, sir. Yavol. How do you say in Slovenia, in Slovenian army? Kako? Seveda. They say Seveda, right? Really?
No.
I don't know this song. How do they say in the army?
Razumem.
Razumem. Razumem. It's a good one, huh? Razumem. Wow. It's better than Yavol. Because Yavol means, yes, happily. Yavol means happily. Here you say resume. Okay. So Prataparudra would say to his minister, basically it's like his, of course he's a brahmana, Kashi Mishra, he's a brahmana, but he's his like minister. So he would be very happy to do some service. We saw nice drama in on Gaur Purnima about Prataparudra. Prataparudra finally attaining all mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by the mercy of devotees. So he would arrange for all the residential quarters for all the devotees coming from all the Bengal and other states, other places, to Jagannath Puri for a big festival with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There was Ratha Yatra and all, there were so many festivals there. There was swimming festival, there was dancing festival, singing festival, hearing festival, and of course there was a lot of prasadam festival every day. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would serve with his huge hands that were like five hands of a normal person. He knew what everybody likes and he would put enough for five people on everybody's plate. Even Prataparudra got surprised first time Kashi Mishra brought him on a roof, and he showed him how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu greets all the devotees coming, and he saw they all go get it. They are greeted with garlands, other Mahaprasad from Lord Jagannath, other deities, and then they are fed immediately. So Prataparudra is saying, hey, this is usually not the custom. Normally, in previous, you know, in the Mahabharata, it says you come to a holy place, you fast. Some places you fast half a day, some places you fast one day, some places you fast 3 days. And then you get special blessings. So Jagannath Puri, at least one day fasting is normal. That's the vidhi. That's the rule. And they come immediately, even before taking bath, they eat. He said, what kind of, why don't they follow Vidhi here, the rule? So Kashi Mishra says, well, they follow Vidhi, but they follow the Prema Vidhi, the rule of love. Why? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is their Lord, and he is giving them prasadam, food. He's asking, and he's serving, even he's also serving them. He's also happy to serve them. And so therefore, they follow the rule of love. It's also a rule, right? If you, for example, offer bhoga to Krishna, or offer a flower, okay, you offer a flower, okay. How many times you circle the flower around the feet of the worshipable deity? Four?
Seven?
Yep. So just imagine, you take the flower and you start one, two, and then Gauranga leans and grabs it and takes it to smell. And you say, whoosh! Hey, five more times! I didn't finish. I haven't finished offering. Dun dun, wait! Dun 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 dun. Would you say like this, or you would be happy that he's after one he's taking? So, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I mean, for whom do we fast? For whom do we follow some austerity? For him, for his pleasure. So, if it's his pleasure to feed, we say no. I'll not take. even Haridas Thakur, who is very famous to be super humble, Chaitanya, he would not even go inside Jagannath temple to not provoke the pandas there. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Jagannath himself, would come personally every day and bring prasadam to feed Haridas. And Haridas would take. Except when he became very old and couldn't finish his 192 rounds before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's arrival. Then he would not... No, he would take to honor. Even then, he would take a little bit to honor. He would not like... So apparently before, he would eat a lot, and then when he couldn't finish his 192 rounds, he would take a little to honor, to accept, because the Lord is bringing. Hare Krishna. So this chapter is called Deliverance of Gopinath Patanayaka, and it's a strange story. It's a strange story. So in this verse, in the, we have read 77, in the previous verse, 75, two verses before, Kashi Mishra is saying, Shei Shuda Bokto Je Tomara Bhaje Tomalagi Apanara Sukha Duke Hoy Boga Bogi Boga Bogi. Gopinath Patanayaka is a pure devotee, which, if you know the whole story, sounds a little strange, who worships you only for your satisfaction. He does not care about his personal happiness or distress, for that is the business of a materialist. Je toma bhaje toma lagi. He worships you for you, for your sake. Not for his sake, for your sake. He's worshiping you for your sake. Je toma bhaje toma lagi. Apanar sukha duke hoya boga bogi. But those who worship for their own sukha dukkha, to remove sukha, to remove dukkha and get sukha, they are bhoga bogi. Bhoga bogi. So why does Kashi Mishra preach to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What happened? So apparently, anyway, we can read the second verse. I've read the first verse and 77 and 75. I'll read verse 2. Jai Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Doyamoy Jai Jai Nityananda Karuna Hridoy. All glories to Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Doyamoy. What's the meaning of Doyamoy? Doyamoy? Full of mercy, yeah. Moy means made of, and Doya means mercy. He's made of mercy. Jaya Jaya Nityananda Karuna Hridoy. The most merciful incarnation. All glories to Lord Nityananda Karuna Hridoy. Karuna means what? Mercy. Hridoy? Heart. Hrid. Yeah. All glories to Lord Nityananda whose heart is always compassionate. Text 3. Jaya Daita Charya Jaya Jaya Dayamoy Jaya Gora Bhakta Gana Sabha Rasamoy. All glories to Advaita Acharya, who is very merciful. All glories to the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are always overwhelmed by transcendental bliss. Shabha Rasamoy. Are you Shabha Rasamoy? Rasamoy? Overwhelmed with rasa. Some kind of rasa we have, no? There are fortunately 12 rasas. There's rasa of fear, rasa of anger, rasa of disgust. So we have some rasa, right? Sometimes. Prasadam, yeah. It's so. So. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed the transcendental, tasted transcendental bliss in the daytime by chanting and dancing and darshan of Jagannath in the temple, in the night by talking to Ramananda Roy and Sarup Damodar. So he was in bliss. By the way, shall I read you the blessing? No, I'll read you in the end. This special blessing about this story, whether you understand or not. Doesn't though say if you are half asleep, I don't know. Somehow he doesn't mention this. Okay, so many inhabitants of other planets would come to visit Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prahlad Maharaj, Bali Maharaj, Vyasadeva, Shukadeva Goswami, all of them would come to visit Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and demigods from other planets. Some of them might be coming also now to New Yogapit, unrecognized, to have darshan of different forms of the Lord in different places of the world, also to give blessings. But one day, suddenly, some people came running to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what did they say? There is an execution going on. In the, in our case, I know Prešernov Trg, and in front of the municipal council, what's the name of that? Rathaus. What's the place? How? No. The name of the square, the place of the Mesni Trg. Mesni Trg. So just imagine, in Mesni Trg, they have a platform, and on the bottom, they have swords fixed. Fortunately, this is no longer the practice since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's times, but just a few hundred years ago, it was the main fun for ordinary citizens to go and enjoy somebody's execution all over the world. So you can see Gauranga era is changing things. At least now they do this in secret. They don't do this in open spaces for everybody. They don't torture people openly like this. So people come running and they say, Bhavananda Rai's son, Gopinath Patanayaka, is on the platform because the prince is just about to kill him, to throw him on the sword. So they come running. So they say, only you can protect him. So they are all your servants. Only you can protect him. You are their only shelter. So if, just imagine, somebody comes running and says like this, what do you do? Please save, we have one devotee, he is just about to be put to death. Shani Mahaprabhu first asks the question. He says, why? Why is he condemned to death? So they explain, okay, he was a tax collector, in a place Malajatya Dandapat, I don't know where is it, and one time he seemed to put 2 lakhs or 200,000 kahanas, coins, less than was due. We can read that just a few of these coins was enough for a good meal. So like now, in Radha Govinda you can get a meal for how many? 4 euros? 6 euros? Right? So if we translate this into our time and our money, that probably is some hundreds of thousands of euros, actually. Not thousands, but hundreds of thousands. Maybe at least 100,000 euros. So he was owing to the treasury. They tell Chaimabu. So then the prince, son of Prataparudra, he told the father, I'll get this money from him. So he went to Gopinath Patanayaka, and Gopinath Patanayaka said, I need a little time, I will get it to you. And then he said, meanwhile, take my horses. I have wonderful, very nice, very expensive, very good horses. So there are some horses which are super expensive, right? Even also today, it also cost hundreds of thousands of euros. Some people breed horses like that. Yes, I think even Queen of England breeds horses, right? At least she used to breed, no? I know some devotees, some places also, they breed horses. So he offered these horses, 10 or 12 good horses. So then the son of the king, Rajaputra, he went and he gave, he was supposed to give the price for the horses, and he gave a very, very small price. So then Gopinath Patanayaka said, this is too little, it's not enough, you're giving very small price, they're costing much more. So the prince said, why? And it's described that the prince had some nervous tick, his head would jerk up, you know. So Gopinath Patanayaka said, my horses do not have a jerking head. So he's criticizing the prince, you know, that they don't jerk their head like you. So they are good horses, not like you. So then, of course, the prince became very angry. He went to the king and he said, let me arrange to get the money from the tax collector. So king, you know, didn't know that there is some anger in his son. He didn't know what's going to happen. So he said, yeah, get it. You know, good son is learning how to run the kingdom. And then he brought the he brought Gopinath Patanayaka to execution. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard it and then he replies, Gopinath Patanayaka doesn't want to pay dues to the king. How then is the king at fault in punishing him? He's in charge of collecting money on behalf of the government, but he misappropriates it. So apparently, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not in favor of corruption. Right? Not fearing the king, he squanders it to see dancing girls. If one is intelligent, let him perform service to the government, and after paying the government, he can spend whatever money is left. So then another person comes running. Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu! Other members of Bhavananda Roy's family, Vaninath Patanayak, are arrested. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, well, the king has to get his taxes. Somehow or other. I am a sannyasi, I am a monk. A member of the renounced order. What can I do? So they all the devotees fall at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet, and they say they are all eternal servants of the whole family are your eternal servants. And now they are in danger. It is not befitting for you to be indifferent to them in this way. So devotees are preaching to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to the Lord. It's not befitting for you to be indifferent to them in this way. So who is right? Devotees or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Or both? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes angry. He says, you are trying to order me to go to the king. Because as we saw in the drama, king was worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He couldn't get darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He couldn't get audience with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, right? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could have used this influence. He could have said, okay, I'll talk to you, but forgive Gopinath Patanayak. Yeah? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, so what you are saying is I should go to the king and I should beg him to give me 200,000 coins. So he says, of course, a sannyasi or brahmana may beg for a few coins. Yes, that's all right. But not for 200,000 coins from a king. So another person is comes running. Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu, Gopinath is on the top. They are just about to push him. So what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says? He says, I am a poor beggar. If you want to help him, you should all go and pray to Jagannath. You should all go and pray to Jagannath. Jagannath is Ishara Jagannath Janrihare Sarvartha Kartum Akurtum Anyate Korite Samartha. Jagannath is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He possesses all potencies, therefore he's able to act freely and can do and undo whatever he likes. Sometimes there are some things we want to be undone and to unhappen. And that's normally impossible, but Jagannath sometimes can undo things. So this was the reply of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there was one servant of the king, Harichandan Patra. Harichandan Patra. So he immediately came running, he went running to King Prataparudra, and he said, look, this Gopinath Patanayak is your servant, officer. So he owes, his only fault, he owes you money. But if you kill him, how will you get the money? Even if you want money, it's better not to kill him. Let him, take the horses, and whatever is missing, he little by little, he will pay back. So the king answered in surprise, I didn't know about all this. Why should his life be taken? I only want the money from him. Go there and adjust everything. I want only the payment, not his life. So immediately Harichandan runs to the execution place, and Gopinath is freed. So he's brought to the king. He's giving the horses to the king. King is taking the horses. And Gopinath was sent home. So they come running to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they say, okay, he's released. So he's asking, what was he doing? So they say, Se kohe baninatta nirbhaye loya krishna nam hare krishna hare krishna kohe avishram. The messenger replied, he was fearlessly, incessantly chanting the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He counted the chants on the fingers of both hands. And after he had finished chanting 1,000 times, he would make a mark on his body. So hearing this, the Lord was very pleased. Who can understand the mercy of the Lord upon his devotee? So Kashi Mishra is now visiting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not happy. He says, I am leaving Jagannath Puri. I am going to Alalalnath. What is this? People are coming to me and they are asking for hundreds of thousands of coins. I'm a sannyasi, you know. What do I have to do with these things? Hundreds, you know, such big amounts of money. And also the king. What's his fault? He's just getting his taxes. Normal taxes. He's not taking something big. So four times messengers came running from the execution to inform me. I'm a sannyasi, beggar sannyasi. I wish to live alone in a solitary place. But these people come to tell me about their unhappiness and disturb me. Jagannath has saved him once from death today, but if tomorrow he again does not pay what he owes to the treasury, who will give him protection? So Kashi Mishra is falling at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, says, why should you be disturbed? One who worships you for some material purpose is blind to all knowledge. And vice versa. Tomar bhajan pole tomate prema dana bishai lagi tomai bhaje se murkha jane. If one engages in devotional service for your satisfaction, this will result in he is increasingly awakening his dormant love for you. When love will awaken? No, it's not how it said. I'll read again. If one engages in devotional service for your satisfaction, this will result in his increasingly awakening his dormant love for you. So what we should do? Devotional service for Krishna's satisfaction. Serve for Krishna's satisfaction. But if one engages in your devotional service, he's engaging in your devotional service for material purposes, he should be considered a number one fool. Anyway, there are many beautiful verses here. He says, Ramananda Rai resigned from governorship. He was a governor of South India. Sanand Gosami gave up his post as minister. Because Ramananda Rai received the mercy of your lotus feet, he does not even accept his father's... No, Raghunath Das Gosami. Does not even accept his father's money. Instead, he eats by begging alms from centers for the distribution of food. That's Raghunath Das Gosami. Gopinath Patanayak is a good gentleman. He does not desire material benefits from you. It is not Gopinath who sent all those men so that you would release him. It was not he who sent messengers. He was not asking. Rather, his friends and servants, seeing his distressed condition, informed you because they all knew that Gopinath is a soul surrendered unto you. And then he says, Say Shuddha Bhakta. He is a Shuddha Bhakta. And then he chants this verse, he says this Bhagavatam verse, that one who just hopes for your mercy will definitely attain the lotus feet of the Lord. So Kashi Mishra says, please stay in Jagannath Puri. Why should you go to Alalnath? Henceforward, from now on, nobody will approach you for about material affairs. If you want to give protection to Gopinath, then Lord Jagannath, who protected him today, will also protect him in the future. Kashi Mishra is preaching to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Today he protected, why should he not protect tomorrow? Sometimes devotees are very worried, oh, what will happen tomorrow? Well, what happened yesterday? Did you eat yesterday? Yes. Did you eat day before yesterday? Yes. So why do you think the Lord will not feed you day tomorrow or day after tomorrow? Why should it be different? Yeah, well, he kills the body. I mean, it's not that he kills, it's just the body just falls down. So this is what Kashi Mishra tells Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, requesting, and then Pratapa Rudra does something amazing. You will never guess what he do. What did he do? Every day he would go to Kashi Mishra. Every day he would go to his minister, Kashi Mishra, the king of Orissa. He would come to Kashi Mishra and do what? You know? Anybody would like to guess? Every day he would come to Kashi Mishra. What would he do? If you were a king of Orissa, and you would come, you could come every day to your minister and advisor and counselor, massaging his feet. Thank you. Yes, you're fit to be the king of Orissa when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is performing his pastimes there. So every day he would come and massage his feet. It's also quite interesting, right? So he was not proud. And then he's massaging Kashi Mishra's feet, and Kashi Mishra tells him this story. So Kashi Mishra hears this, and he's hearing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to go away to Alnath. So he says, he's very worried. He says, I don't care about money. And he says, okay, I'm giving him a better position where he will get more pay, and I will give him my personal scarf as a sign of my personal favor, so nobody will even accidentally punish him. And I just want everybody to be happy, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be happy. So his salary will be double. And please tell this to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's my desire. I'm very happy to do this. It's not because of something else. I'm very happy to do this. Hare Krishna. So Krishna Karaj Goswami says, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one can certainly become spiritually advanced. Indeed, no one can estimate the results of his mercy. Gopinath Patanayak achieved the result of kingly opulence due to but a glimpse, kripara abhase. Just like you have in the morning, you have a glimpse of the sun here, reflected from the window. No, actually doubly reflected from a window. I think it reflects there, then here, and then you have a bright spot on the curtain, right? Around 7 o'clock right now. So this is just a glimpse. So no one can calculate full mercy. If a reflected mercy can produce all of these, what can direct mercy can give? Then Krishnadas Karaj Goswami says, the Lord had no intention
to award his devotee the happiness of material opulence. Yet simply because of his being informed, such a great result was obtained. No one can estimate the wonderful characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva cannot understand the intentions of the Lord. So, Kashyamisha tells this to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he sends a message that all the sons of Balananda Rai are especially dear to me. I consider them like members of my family. The next verse I'm afraid to read aloud. I'll tell you separately. So, to conclude, King says, I'll take sannyas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, who will take care of your large family? No, sorry, this was not the, it was not the king, it was Gopinath Patanai. So he says, by my order, do not misuse king's money. First pay the taxes, and then you spend what is left, if you want. And do not spend a farthing for sinful activities for which he will be the loser, both in this life and the next. Krishna Skaraj Goswami says, the blessing now for those who survived till this. Whether or not one understands it, if one hears of this incident concerning Gopinath Patanayak's activities and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's causeless mercy upon him, certainly he will be promoted to the platform of ecstatic love for the Lord, and for him all dangers will be nullified. Hare Krishna. Jai ihan sune prabhur batsalya prakash. Batsalya. Love. Prema bhakti paya tangra bipad jaya nash. Actually, understanding or not, that's Prabhupada's commentary. And in Bengali, you don't see this. Shri Chaitanya Chaitamrita ki jai, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Comments, questions, points? Doubts, endorsements, expressions of ecstasy? Devendra Govan?
It's interesting, this king then gives them double
salary. Gives them double salary, yes? It's all amazing. Everything here is amazing. Somebody else, you had something?
Can you help us understand something about this?
Which, what?
I mean,
when he insulted the friends.
But again, he was secure devotee. And then again, he was not asking for anything from this Changa. That's a very nice touch to the story. He was willing to go, which proves that he was kind of for pure devotee. So he could have to say something. And this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's reaction, which seems a bit harsh at first, because after all he's a pure devotee making a few mistakes, so why not helping him? He's a merciful God. But after all he helps, and even he wants to go because he doesn't want to be bothered with problems of his pure devotees.
Very nice. So you are following Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami's order. He says, if you like logic, use it to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Use logic to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy and you will get perfection. So you're trying to use logic to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's...
But it doesn't have...
But you are trying, you know, that's the idea. That's the point, that mercy is beyond logic. Yeah? The logic, as, you know, chapter 18, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, okay, this person who goes step by step through all the steps of yoga, the yoga ladder, after many, many lives, if he is careful, he will become free. But my devotee, even though engaged in all kinds of activities, becomes free immediately and goes to my spiritual abode. So the question is, it makes no sense. Where's the logic? That one is working so hard, takes him many lives. This one is engaged in all kinds of activities and he goes to your abode immediately. Where is the logic? So, if you remember Gitamrita, Krishna replies, the logic is that it is beyond logic. It's not logic, it's my mercy. It's by my mercy. So, you can see that this sort of illustrates the idea that you can practice pure devotional service without still being pure yet. In other words, pure devotional service can refer to different things, to the process and to the level of purity. So maybe Gopinath Patanayaka was not yet on the level of purity, just hypothetically, theoretically. We are not making the conclusion yet. However, if you also just check what he was doing, he was a super rich person. He was a servant of the king, and there are some things which are customary in that society. They will sometimes have parties, and they will have, you know, where they will invite other people, and they will obviously have some entertainment. So he will hire the dancers. We don't know what were the dances. Maybe it was some good dancing. Maybe it was some Krishna conscious drama. I don't know. I mean, again, hypothetically, right? It might have been also done like this. So, first of all, one can practice pure devotion, asking for bhakti, and still struggle with some impurities. And still practice pure devotional service. Actually, this is the recommendation that everybody can and should accept pure devotional service. That's one thing. Another thing, you mentioned why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not help, but how did he not help? I mean, did he get helped or not? He got helped, but he also didn't break his... He didn't show how he is... breaking the standards for sannyasi behavior. Right? He didn't go back for hundreds of thousands of, or somehow try to exploit devotion of King Prataparudra. Right? So he wanted to show the principles of pure behavior for renunciates. And so he didn't, but the result was achieved just by him being informed. And you can see, he says, okay, you can go and pray to Jagannath. And immediately everything was resolved, everything was attained. And you can see, Gopinath Patanayaka was ready to immediately take sannyas. Right? And still, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, don't. You still have to perform your duties, your family, maybe some children are still there or something. Or maybe he doesn't even have to take sannyas. Some people can just take vanaprastha, you know, wind down the material engagements, and just with the whole family become wholly completely absorbed, fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness.
Anyway, so this is a good object to exercise our logic upon, mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But this is also what I said from the very beginning. This is a weird, strange story. It's a strange story. Also, this is not the story we usually find. We don't find it very frequently. Somebody gets into a material trouble, and then... But you can see Krishnas Karaja Goswami includes this in the end to show how everybody is protected and attaining all the blessings by mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees. Okay, so time is coming closer for bringing the baskets of fruits to the streets of Ljubljana to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the gardener, and to increase good fortune of the pious people of Slovenia and Ljubljana, and to create piety if by chance we find somebody who is not so pious. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Gaur Purnima ki jai.